This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Joining us today is AJ Cole, Managing Partner at Agria Solutions, a global provider of software solutions and services focused on delivering a competitive advantage for over two decades to customers through its partnership approach, global capability, and flexible delivery model. AJ has over 29 years of experience in technology and management of global operations. Mr. Cole, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk.
Certainly our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you today, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, what types of problems do companies typically come to Agria Solutions to solve?
Sure. We work with various industries. We are currently working with over 500 customers across industries such as healthcare, government, telecom, financial services, pharma, life sciences, utility, and they typically come to help get help on implementing innovative technology solutions to address their business needs. And as part of our solutions and services offering, what we provide is collaboration and productivity solutions, cloud infrastructure solutions, solutions around business intelligence and big data, and as well as custom application development, software test automation. So a slew of different solutions for business challenges of our customers to give them that competitive advantage and to drive productivity and efficiencies into their organizations through our combination of our software solutions and services.
Certainly informative and certainly a great way to lead things off here today. So tell us, what was the nature of the public health problem the South Coast Air Quality Management District came to you about? Get into some of those details. That would be helpful.
Yeah, that's definitely a very interesting scenario. South Coast Air Quality Municipal District, as they call it, SCAQMD, it's a kind of a mouthful, services for Southern California counties with over 16.8 million citizens, which is almost 50% of the state of California population in just those four counties. Because this area's smog problem is so severe, the SCAQMD often finds itself at the forefront of nation's emission reduction efforts. And obviously, they end up being in the news because of that. And there's a high demand from citizens to get information about what's happening in that local area. Different types and levels of air pollution can cause or contribute to everything from watery eyes to fatigue to respiratory diseases, lung damage. I mean, you name it, cancer, bone defect. I mean, there are just so many of those, asthmatic issues. So Agria partnered with SCAQMD under the leadership of Ron Moskowitz, who is the executive director driving technology innovation and leadership at the district, to really aid in the revival of its mobile first citizens awareness campaign, which at time was poorly utilized by the community, the local citizens there. So they had a mobile app available for a while, but wasn't really used by citizens because of user experience issues, missing features and things like that. So the problem SCAQMD wanted Agria to address is to really enhance real-time visibility and transparency to air quality information at the fingertips of the citizens to help them manage their health and lifestyle decisions better. So really for them to enable citizens to know in advance of how the air quality is going to be in their neighborhood so that they can make those decisions as they venture out in the open.
And certainly do appreciate your sharing some of the information around that situation. How did the development of an app help to address this problem to create healthier communities? And tell us about the app's features, benefits, and overall success so far.
Oh, yeah, you bet. The way we got started was, you know, through really careful analysis and, you know, some creative engineering, we rebuilt the mobile app from ground up, integrating real-time air quality forecasts from multiple South Coast Basin cities into its interface, right? So creating that mobile app, which was able to bring in that real-time information about the air quality. Users can now access localized air quality, weather reports, regular health alerts. It's basically a one-stop shop for users, citizens to access a wealth of information, important air quality information in the local area. The app currently serves both iOS and Android users in cities across those four counties, and it draws from real-time data from 38 EPA-approved, what they call source receptor areas, SRAs, all of which are updated in real-time and integrated into local maps. Which are available on these on the mobile app, being accessed through the app via an interactive interface. So now citizens can actually see on the map real-time air quality information received from these 38 sensors, which are spread across the county. And due to the enhanced user experience, the configurable notification, which people can configure and get those notification as things change in their local area based upon location and others, health alerts, announcements. Agria designed and implemented this thing, you know, really kind of made that user experience really, really better. SCQMD is also seeing a huge increase in customer satisfaction. And now the new and improved app has already generated 45% increase in active user base. That was one of the challenges which the old app had, you know, was really kind of user adoption. And earlier this year, the mobile app received the Technology Innovation Award in the Citizen category from Government Technology Magazine in the Special Districts Program, too.
Technology is certainly amazing, and those details are certainly tremendous as well. Today we are with AJ Call, Managing Partner at Agria Solutions, a global provider of software solutions and services focused on delivering a competitive advantage for over two decades to customers through its partnership approach, global capability, and flexible delivery model, as you've just heard here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Call, what are some examples of other ways Agria Solutions has collaborated in the healthcare space, and how should the industry begin to think about or think out of the box about how technology and app development can benefit the public, build awareness, or spread health education? Get into some of those details, if you would, as well.
Absolutely. I think it's important for the healthcare industry to understand how powerful technology can, or powerfully technology can help advance the entire industry, and to stay open to moving beyond the status quo. The tech advancements will aid in future health initiatives and even support hospital and clinical operations infrastructure. Future of healthcare will not always come in the form of radical new medical innovation, which is where typically, you know, healthcare kind of looks at, but will often take the best, it's about taking best practices from other industries and applying it to innovate healthcare industry. And this is where we really kind of come in and help organizations through some of our experiences with other industries to bring in those experiences and apply them in the healthcare space. Agria is delivering these innovations or these innovative solutions for the industry, leveraging mix of technologies like cloud, big data, analytics, mobility, and IoT, Internet of Things, which is a big area of opportunity apart from artificial intelligence, and keeping in mind the security, HIPAA, and other regulatory compliance needs of the healthcare industry. So there is tremendous opportunity to really apply technology to bring innovation and advancements in the healthcare space.
Mr. Call, can't thank you enough for what you do in the space on behalf of Agria Solutions and for joining us here on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could download this unique app or learn more about Agria Solutions. Where's the best place online to do so?
Of course. As I mentioned, the app definitely is available on both Apple or iTunes App Store as well as on Google Play, the AQMD app for Southern California. You can obviously go to the app website on the AQMD.gov website also, as well as you can look us up at www.agrea.com, A-G-R-E-E-Y-A.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Call, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks for the opportunity, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
And the pleasure was certainly mine as well. We've been speaking with Mr. A.J. Call, Managing Partner at Agria Solutions, a global provider of software solutions and services focused on delivering a competitive advantage for over two decades to customers through its partnership approach, global capability, and flexible delivery model. And for more information, simply visit agria.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.